is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. New York City. A new poll by the Citizens Budget Commission indicates that nearly half the people of New York intend to leave, depart, because of quality of life since the pandemic lifted. I welcome my colleague, Harry Siegel of The City, a senior editor. He also writes a column for the New York Daily News to help me understand not just this poll, but items in The City, an online journal I recommend, that point to the mayor in several instances and raise questions about his leadership. Harry, a very good evening to you. The mayor of New York is a man who was a police officer, was the president of the Brooklyn Borough, now a very successful part of New York, and is now in some fashion named in several investigations. The one I want to start with involves Chinese nationals, fundraising for his campaign, raids by the FBI. Have I got it all, Harry? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. There's a ton going on, but I'm going to try to make this simple for people who have not been following it. A Chinese billionaire has pleaded guilty to funneling straw donations to politicians, including Mayor Eric Adams. This is not the first, not the second. I don't think it's the third. It depends on how you count. But at least the third, probably the fourth instance of investigations or guilty pleas or coming trials of people who have given money under false pretenses to Adams' winning mayoral campaign. This includes an ex-cop who he's known for decades. And it includes a number of people with ties to both Turkey and in this instance, to China. Adams says he doesn't really know who this guy is. You deal with lots of people on campaigns, but an investigation from my colleague at The City, Yoav Gonen, and April Zhu of Documented, another excellent newsroom that covers immigrant issues in New York, showed that there are numerous ties between this billionaire, Hui Quinn, and his now ex-wife, who he was abusive toward, it appears, Emma Liu, according to divorce filings. So they're in turn tied to Winnie Greco, whose houses in the Bronx were raided by the FBI last month. Eric Adams had his own cell phone seized. And taking a step back from all of these swirling corruption questions and what appear to be two different federal investigations of the guy who called himself the new face of the Democratic Party by the Justice Department in the Democratic administration, you have Adams ran and won on a promise, a post-pandemic turnaround promise that he was going to make the city safer. New Yorkers feel considerably less safe than they did in 2017. And even just a year or two ago, by every polling measure, you know, he seems like he is failing to deliver on his core promise and that New Yorkers are taking an increasingly dark view while all this is happening. There are all of these corruption investigations. I mean, we have not even talked about the various suits alleging sexual misconduct and wrongdoing. One involving Adams decades ago from a woman he says he does not remember dealing with when he was a police officer, and several others involving prominent members of his administration and very close political allies. So it's not looking good here for New Yorkers or for their mayor, I would say, at the moment.
You remind me, Harry, during the campaign for the mayor's office, that another candidate who was prominent in the news for some time and then fell behind Mayor Adams, the eventual winner, commented about investigations going on at local, state, and federal level. Who was that, Harry?
It was Andrew Yang, the guy who became nationally prominent running in the Democratic primary and being good on television, and then ran in my view, as I wrote at the time, a fairly ridiculous campaign for mayor, somebody who hadn't even bothered voting here, but was for quite a while the front runner. He had a sunny disposition. He wasn't a familiar face the same ways. And he surged. And then Adams passed him at a certain point And one of the final debates, Yang took on a much darker tone. He said, look, Eric, you've been investigated everywhere you've been, at every level of government. You've had a rare trifecta of state, local, and federal investigations. It's going to be the same if you're mayor. And a couple years in, that prediction, I was resonating with me as this has in fact played out. People are circling Scott Stringer, who was the former comptroller, who was one of the other candidates that year, who had his own allegations of sexual wrongdoing that derailed his campaign, has said he may run. A whole bunch of other people are seriously considering it, which is not common for a Democratic incumbent, let alone the city's second black mayor in New York. But Adams is in a real political hole at the moment. And doesn't seem, and we haven't even touched on migrants, doesn't seem like he's providing answers that are resonating with the people of New York at the moment.
I remember the cell phone that the FBI took from the mayor at some point at a public event, and then I suppose returned it to him, maybe more than one cell phone, after they'd copied the interior. That's like a clue in the library that Colonel Mustard must answer to, something like that. It hangs out there, Harry. Mm-hmm. We've not heard
it. It was a choice. It was a choice to do this publicly as the mayor was going into his car. That was certainly not accidental. I couldn't tell you what it means, but I know it means something.
And it's been some time since that happened. There's not been any indication from the FBI what they were looking for or where they're going with the cell phone.
Well, that seemed to be involved based on other raids, including his chief fundraiser, who's a very young woman who was, right. I think, 22 during the campaign.
They raided her apartment as well.
Her family house, but she lives with her parents. So that all appeared to be related to Turkey and Turkish-American developers here and straw donors. There appears to be a separate investigation involving China. There seem to be different federal prosecutors involved, with the FBI working with all of them, which is very unique. Usually these things are hashed out by main justice and behind closed doors, and one office or the other takes the lead. But it seems like there are a lot of different places. And Adams has said, where there's smoke, there's not necessarily fire. But there's an awful lot of smoke, and it seems to be coming from multiple sources. What ties them together appears to be very shady fundraising practices, frequently involving ties to foreign governments, as a big running theme. And all this is happening, of course, as Adams is trying to get together a legal defense, but also has been fundraising aggressively for reelection and was doing so before it was clear he was in as much trouble as it appears he's in now, politically speaking, at least.
Harry Siegel is a senior editor at The City, an online journal I recommend to follow these stories. They're in many directions, so you need something to organize, and The City does. He also writes a column for the New York Daily News. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.